Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 79. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 56. High temperatures reach up to 94. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved Kansas Gas Service's request for a rate increase. The commission met yesterday and approved the settlement. The rate increase would begin after November 1st. The agreement is a settlement rate increase of $35 million compared to the original $58.1 million the utility had asked for earlier this year. Customers with average use will see their bills increase by $3.83. Per month. The Waubunsee County Sheriff's Office proudly announced they were selected to receive federal grant funds to help the Student Resource Officer Program. According to the WCSO, the U.S. Department of Justice awarded a grant that will help fund the SRO programs at USD 329 and USD 330. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Kansas Highway Patrol urges people looking for a used vehicle to be extra vigilant to avoid being ripped off. It comes after a trooper recently recovered a stolen pickup truck in Ulysses. A person who had recently purchased the pickup took it for an inspection to receive a new title. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the trooper discovered that the VIN and other identifying labels had been replaced with counterfeits. The key to the truck was also an aftermarket key and not an original. A judge has rejected a legal challenge by a losing bidder to what was described in court documents as the largest contract in state history. Shawnee County District Court Judge Thomas Lugke on Tuesday denied Aetna's petition for a judicial review of CanCare contract awards. It also means that Medicaid beneficiaries who currently use Aetna will have to transition to a different managed care organization. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save now on a set of new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through October 18th through BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See Mike's OK Tire for complete details. Remember, offer ends October 18th.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing 2024 competition for the coolest thing made in the state of Nebraska is down to four products with far-ranging items across the entire state, with voting going into Sunday this weekend. As the competition for the coolest thing made in the state is down to the final four products, including the autonomous feed truck being a prototype for a standard feed truck with some tweaks, the barrel-aged Lord of Ord coming from the Scratchtown Brewing Company, calling the beer the seasonal offering brewed each winter, a toilet paper made from Outlook Nebraska in Omaha, saying the company is the largest employer of the blind and visually impaired, with a machine that allows employees to produce more than 25 miles of paper product per minute, and the Valley Center Pivot from Valley Irrigation, saying their irrigation machines help growers increase food production while conserving natural resources. voting for the semifinal round. It goes through Sunday, October 6th. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids Road Ramble is Saturday with a breakfast at 8 a.m., registration 8:30 to 10:30, and a driver's meeting at 10:45. All drivers must be back in by 6 p.m., and a dinner will be provided with prizes for the winners and a 50-50 raffle. Any off-road vehicle is welcome. The public invited as well to a chili feed at the church stand on the fairgrounds beginning Saturday at 5 until it's sold out, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Action Team. Greenleaf Community Event Saturday starts at noon with a scavenger hunt. No street legal vehicles, but all golf carts, side-by-sides, quads, bicycles, and lawnmowers are welcome. Trophies for the winners. First annual stick horse contest begins at 3 with youth, senior, and really old categories. Car show registration at 4. The show begins at 5 with judging at 6:30. All the activities Saturday in Greenleaf. Homecoming is Friday at Diller O'Dell, hosting Sterling. Candidates, the entire senior class. Post-prom will host a tailgate party before the game. Quarterly program of the Marshall County Historical Society will be Sunday at 2 p.m. in the new quilt room, recently established on the main floor of the historic courthouse. Board member Jan Pope of Blue Rapids will give a talk on the quilts on display and the stories with them. Refreshments and the public is welcome. St. Michael's Catholic Church Axtell hosting this year's Ecumenical Christmas Cantata. Rehearsals Sunday evenings begin Sunday, October 6th at 7 p.m. at the church. Rehearsals last about an hour and a half. Anyone interested is welcome to participate. They will accept new singers for the first few rehearsals. On the KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend, the conversation continues with Nicole Porter, a volunteer leader with Waterville Community Connections. She'll highlight next Saturday's Flannel Fest in Waterville and other events throughout the year and their significance on the community. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Well, you know, especially in small communities, just having activities and events that families can get out and a safe environment and have fun with their kids and just enjoy their community. I mean, I think that's a really, really important thing, especially in small communities. So we really enjoy, you know, planning and putting these events on and enjoy the kids coming out and having a fun time and the adults too. So.
Services for Larry Wenzel, age 63, who passed away September 20th, will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m. in the Blue Rapids School Gymnasium. With the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Larry Wenzel. Pauline Hattisall Lindhorst, age 91, of Lynn, passed away September 27th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Pauline Lindhorst. Charlene K. Kirkpatrick, age 89, of Marysville, passed away September 23rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Charlene Kirkpatrick. Eunice M. Meyer, age 70, of Hollenburg, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Eunice Meyer. Lloyd Link, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial Mount Pleasant Cemetery, northwest of Waterville. Visitation Monday, 3 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Link.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school, for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday, much warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Staying much cooler as we head into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Still sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still sunny and warmer as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s, then partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 75, record high on this date 97. The average low 49, the record low 26. Sunrise this morning 7:26, sunset this evening at 7:05.
Leaf raking gives you a great whole body workout if you don't overdo it. Our recommendations for your raking routine today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 4th, the 278th day of the year. Film legend Buster Keaton was born on this day, and in 1895, the first U.S. Open Golf Championship was held in Newport, Rhode Island. The lawn rake is sure to get a good workout before the month is over, and your muscles along with it. Here are some tips to make sure you don't overdo it. You'll be using almost all the muscles in your body, so loosen up with some light stretching and circular arm movements. Don't twist your spine, but move your whole body and stand as straight as you can comfortably. Be sure to switch sides from time to time, and above all, take frequent breaks. Rest every 10 to 15 minutes, just long enough for the kids to dive in and destroy your leaf pile, then do it all over again. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstracted Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax, we are here to help.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we go into week number 5 of the NFL this weekend with the Kansas City Chiefs having to wait to be the spectacle on Monday Night Football this week with kickoff on Monday at 7:15 as they are back at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the New Orleans Saints, who are looking for the first time to try and knock off the Chiefs with an undefeated record so far.
New Orleans Saints are off to Kansas City for Week 5, trying to become the first team to take the Chiefs down in 2024, who keep on finding ways to win. Kansas City 4-0 without Patrick Mahomes playing at full Mahomes levels. Chiefs only managed 17 points last week. Mahomes did just enough, though. 245 yards, over 8 yards per attempt. Longest air yards throw he's ever made.
That audio from the NFL Network. Right now, the Chiefs are the only ones in the AFC West without a loss on their record, sitting atop that division as the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Raiders are all going into week number 5, sitting at an even record of 2-2.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Get your weekend started with Fox College Football Friday as Northwestern and Maryland go head-to-head in a Big Ten battle at 7. Saturday morning, get started with Big Noon kickoff at 9. Then catch Big 12 action with Arizona and BYU at 3:30 and Iowa State at West Virginia in primetime. Sunday has an NFL doubleheader with the Cardinals and Packers at noon and the Lions and Cowboys at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
It's no trick and all treat with rewards this October at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Swipe your Seven Clans Players Club card at the kiosk and win instantly. Swipe and qualify to win $10,000 given away on October 29th. And one guest will win a $10,000 vacation package each and every Friday during the month of October. There's just more concerts, more giveaways, more games, and more fun this October. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
The Kansas City Chiefs continue to break records with many of their players. The latest coming from tight end Travis Kelce, as he's become the Kansas City Chiefs' career receptions leader with 2 catches against the Chargers. As Cake News reports that the 9-time Pro Bowl tight end made the 38-yard reception on Kansas City's opening drive to tie the record of 916 catches set by Gonzalez over 12 different seasons between 1997 and 2008. With the record for the Chiefs themselves, he also comes in 4th place for NFL history for the number of receptions by a tight end, as the former Chief Tony Gonzalez ended up finishing with more than 1,325 catches in his total record, playing 5 seasons for Atlanta after moving on from the Kansas City Chiefs throughout his career. For Kelce, however, it has been a bit of a slow start for the first couple of weeks of the regular season of the NFL, only making 8 catches for 69 yards total, amid of what Mahomes called extra attention from some of the opposing defenses in the league. At American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Friday Night Football, state-ranked Marysville at Abilene, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. In the NCKL, Concordia will host Chapman, Clay Centers at Rock Creek, Wamego at Bueller. Our Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Bennington, live on FM 95.5. Centralia will host Moore Hill. Hanover at Blue Valley, Axtell at Wakefield, Frankfort entertains Thunder Ridge, Washington County at Clifton Clyde, Lynn at St. John's Tipton. Diller O'Dell will host Sterling in a homecoming match, Southern at Thayer Central.
In our Friday night Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on FM 95.5, the 3-1 Valley Heights Mustangs hit the road as they face off against district opponent Bennington. Facing a Bennington Bulldogs team that is back in the 11-man classification for the first time in 8 years, head coach for the Mustangs, Cody Trimble, says the Bulldogs' winless record can be deceiving.
They might not have the best record. They've played some pretty decent teams to start the year, but they have some good-sized kids across the field, and then they also got quite a bit of talent. They've had success in other sports, and that talent is evident, so any night of the week, I feel like they could really turn it on and cause problems for anybody.
Opposite of our Game of the Week broadcast, the 4-0 Marysville Bulldogs travel south to face league opponent Abilene. After a shutout 24-point victory over Concordia last Friday, head coach Tony Trimble still sees room for growth in his team.
I think we only had one punt on the night. Played a lot of extra guys in the second half, but our offense isn't designed to be a 50-point a night, you know, scoring team. But we're happy with where we're at, and we feel like we got room to improve, so we know we can continue to get better.
Our Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on FM 95.5 between Valley Heights and Bennington, and our Marysville Bulldog broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1 are set for kickoff this Friday evening at 7 p.m. Your home for high school sports is KNDY.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Landall in Marysville is invested in their team, facilities, products, customers, community, future, and excellence. For over 60 years, a family-owned company focusing on quality workmanship, products, and employees. Congratulating their team members with their loyalty and hard work that's paid off with a 12-year profit-sharing average of 12.42%. Thanks for all you do in making Landall Company stand out above the rest. Employment opportunities available. Go online at landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Friday Night Football, state-ranked Marysville at Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Bennington, live on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show begins at 6, the TVL Roundup at 6:30, ahead of 6:45 pregame coverage on air online and on our mobile app. College action Saturday, Kansas State's idol, Kansas Jayhawks, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kick on FM 95.5.
Catch the KC Chiefs and your favorite team at Sarge's Sports Bar in Marysville with the NFL Sunday Ticket. This Monday, bring in your favorite tailgate food for a Monday night potluck and enjoy beer specials all night.
Continue enjoying homegrown flavor of squash throughout much of the winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hubbard squash will last about 6 months, while butternut and acorn squash will last up to 2 months in storage. Pick the squash when fully mature. They'll have a firm rind and deep color, and leave at least an inch of the stem intact. Handle with care and don't use that stem as a handle. Damaged fruit will not last as long in storage. Cure the fruit by leaving it in the sun for 10 days. Cover the fruit whenever frost is in the forecast. Place in single layers in a crate or on a harvest rack with crumpled paper in between. The paper prevents any rot that develops on one squash from spreading to its neighbors. Store in a dark, cool location with temperatures around 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Colder temperatures can damage the fruit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Many a circus has its main acts and then has a sideshow to entice people to pay to see unusual sights and sounds. One of the items that draws the most attention in this museum is one of those sideshow items, and the story behind it is quite interesting. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
There's plenty to see at the Swannendale Museum, but perhaps the most intriguing exhibit to some is something quite out of the ordinary.
One of our most popular exhibits, and one that we always encourage people to come up to the second floor and see, is the Swannendale Merman.
Yes, Devin Felicicchi has said merman, like the male version of a mermaid. But we need a little history to get the full sense of this story.
We found that he actually stems from Japan folklore. So in Japan, in temples, they would create these half-man, half-fish figurines meant to represent a character in folklore called a ninyo, which is kind of a trickster.
The country of Japan was closed to most outsiders until the 1860s. When foreigners could finally travel and trade with the country, they found these mythical creatures.
They are brought to Europe and the Americas and become popular sideshow attractions. P.T. Barnum is famous for his Fiji mermaid because he advertised it, you know, with beautiful mermaids like we think of today. And then you would go to his museum and see something totally different.
The creature at this museum was brought here by a ship captain and wound up in a family's home, who then donated it for display. It's small, just a few inches long, but Devin says it fascinates many visitors.
They were really fun sideshow attractions. They were like curiosities. They're called Fiji mermaids broadly because at that time it was seen as something kind of exotic. But we just call ours the Swannendale Merman. And he's a merman because he has a little mustache.
And you can see the sideshow attraction as well, for free. Not in a circus or carnival, but here at the museum in a town where it has resided for decades. Traveling the countryside in Lewis, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCray.
Experience the magic at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Seafaring creatures, parade of pirates, Mermaid Cove. Stop for a drink at the House of Dragon Pub. Acquire a treasure trove of gifts at over 150 shops, with 22 stages of entertainment plus full combat jousting. Weekends, Saturdays, and Sundays, plus Monday, October 14th. Tickets and information at kcrenfest.com. Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Saturday and Sundays, 10 to 7, plus Monday, October 14th, 10 to 5.
While you're out doing yard work, look for dandelions. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Zapping the plants now with Weed Killer can prevent them from showing up in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch?
If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
Every year I have a bunch of dandelions come up in the yard. I've tried pulling them out, but if you leave any piece of the long taproot in place, it just sprouts a new plant. Horticulturist Ward Upham at Kansas State University says most people go after dandelions in the spring, but if you really want to eliminate them, do it now. During the fall, dandelions take the energy they made during the summer and push it down toward the roots so they can survive the winter.
Therefore, if you spray them at that time of year, it takes the herbicide and puts it down to the root where it kills the plant from the root up. In the spring, the opposite happens. Everything is coming from the root to the top so it can put up new growth and make the energy it needs from photosynthesis. And so it's much more difficult to get that chemical down to the root where it does a good job of control.
This is why dandelions get off to such a strong start in the spring. They develop that root system in the fall and raring to go when the weather warms up again. Upham says many dandelions growing now are young because the weed has been putting out a flush of new plants. They're the easiest to kill. Any herbicide that's listed for dandelion control will work, but there are other factors to pay attention to.
You want to have a day that's at least 50 degrees or over. Also, you want those plants growing well. In other words, if you're in the middle of a drought, you may want to actually water before you treat, because the better those plants are growing, the more herbicide they take up and the better kill you get.
He advises not mowing the lawn a few days before application and also a few days after to allow the herbicide time to move down into the roots. Find more tips for controlling those pesky dandelions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Are you taking advantage of one of the easiest ways to get money? Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. In many workplace retirement plans, such as 401ks and 403bs, employers offer matching contributions. If you put in, say, $250 per pay period, the employer matches it with $250 up to a limit. That means $500, not $250, will go into your retirement account. In other words, by taking advantage of the employer match, you can double your money. But you don't get the match if you don't contribute. The employer match is probably the best financial deal you'll ever see, allowing you to double your money at no risk as you save for the future. If your company offers a match, I encourage you to take full advantage of it. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store.
The University of Missouri goes all in on regenerative agriculture. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Missouri University Center for Regenerative Agriculture has attracted more than $40 million in grants to make agriculture more resilient in Missouri and beyond. Rob Myers heads the center.
We have these challenging times when food can be in short supply. And as we're facing more extreme weather, more severe droughts, other types of storms that are causing problems for food production, we can't count as much on having that regular food supply as we did in the past. So that's why it's really important to add resiliency to our farming systems. And if we do that, then we go forward, we see these challenging weather conditions, we'll be better able to deal with that and maintain our food supply, and hopefully keep food affordable for everyone.
Josh Payne is embracing resilient ag practices on his Concordia, Missouri farm.
Growing up here, I had no special attachment to this place or to this land. What happened eventually when I kind of caught the soil health bug, we realized, man, land regeneration may be one of the most valuable jobs that we have on earth. If you can get soil right, then your crops are more profitable. If you can get soil right, then your animals and everything are more healthy.
The Center for Regenerative Agriculture has farmers controlling hundreds of thousands of farm acres in the state on the path to a more resilient future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
On Friday, October 4th, Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction for approximately 146 acres of prime Marshall County crop ground sold in two tracts. Tract 1 consists of 107 acres with 83% currently in crop production. Tract 2 registers 39 acres with 89% currently in production. Featuring investor quality cropland, both tracts are located 1.5 miles west and 2 miles north of Marysville between Marysville and Herkimer. In-person auction held October 4th, 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville, with all Midwest Land and Home auctions offering a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online registration and online bidders' terms must be completed no later than Wednesday, October 2nd at noon. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust in Midwest.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance released a joint statement last night announcing an end, at least temporarily, to the work stoppage that shut down the East and Gulf Coast ports earlier this week. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the end of the strike is terrific news.
We see this as very good news, getting people back to work, starting cargo moving again out of the Gulf and East Coast is essential to our business. So from that standpoint, you know, we're very excited about these developments in the last few hours. I think the importance of this is that, you know, we have a reputation globally as being a very reliable supplier to our customers all over the world. So in that regard, getting people back to work at these ports and getting cargo moving again is essential, and being able to continue to supply our customers, especially for some of our smaller exporters, our smaller members. It's a difficult situation for everyone involved, but especially for some of the smaller companies. So
resolving the work stoppage.
I'd like to thank the International Longshoremen Association and the United States Maritime Alliance. Our goal all along was to getting people back to work, and the fact that they have agreed to go back to the bargaining table and continue work in the meantime, we see that as a real positive. And also thank you to our government officials that have been involved in this whole process and who have been pushing both sides to get back to the table as well.
I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for the ultimate striper fishing adventure? Join us at Lake Texoma for a day of excitement and big catches with Jacob Orr's Guaranteed Guide Service.
We caught stripers all day long. These guys know their stuff.
Our experienced guides work hard to make every trip unforgettable. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, we've got you covered.
The thrill of the fight, the joy of the catch, and the beauty of Lake Texoma. There's nothing like it.
Book your trip today and experience the best striper fishing around. Call 903-819-3329 or visit online at ggstexoma.com. That's ggstexoma.com. Guaranteed Guide Service, Lake Texoma, where hard work meets great fun on the water. And as always, no fish, no pay. It's time for you to come out and enjoy the ultimate striper fishing adventure at Lake Texoma.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Women have always had a role on the farm and face specific health risks. Ergonomics and reproductive health are top concerns on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
A woman on the farm takes on several roles: caretaker, farm worker, and she probably has an off-farm job as well. The balancing act can lead to safety risks, putting her health in jeopardy. The 2017 Ag Census says 31% of farmers are women, but safety education in agriculture is often aimed at men in farming operations, and most farm tools and equipment are geared toward the male physique. Nisha Rose Davison is the Health Communications Director for the AgriSafe Network. She says women are suffering from ergonomic issues.
Dealing with the equipment and then the upper body and core strength associated with work on the farm, like if you're doing repetitive motion, we're seeing neck injuries, shoulder injuries, hand and wrist injuries, lower back pain, mostly all associated with ergonomics, so repetitive motions or just kind of the physical strength that's associated with work on the farm.
She says they're also looking at reproductive issues from lingering effects of chemical exposure.
If you are not pregnant, but in the preconception period when you're not even thinking about pregnancy, if you're working with certain chemicals, pesticides, that could have impact on your reproductive health. So you want to be mindful of making sure that you're reading labels of things that you're working with, making sure that you're wearing the proper protective equipment. You shouldn't be working with needles if you're working with livestock, especially if it's with hormones and you're pregnant.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm safety risks for women and download a health risk assessment tool at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Potato leafhoppers are still in Kansas and could be causing damage to alfalfa for growers. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses characteristics of the pest and why people might want to take a closer look at their field. He says which crop they also cause minimal damage to besides alfalfa.
Potato leafhoppers. These things are a real problem in alfalfa that I don't think we appreciate as much as we should. They're also in soybeans, and in Kansas they get in soybeans. At least they're probably more noticed by our growers than they are in alfalfa, but they really don't cause a problem in soybeans. Now, I say that they will feed on the soybean leaf and the stem. They will cause a little cupping of the leaf or a little maybe browning around the edges, but they don't really do any damage. Alfalfa, on the other hand, is a different story.
He describes what a potato leafhopper looks like and where they can be found on plants.
The problem is they're really shy, and they're really tiny, so they have kind of a herky-jerky motion to them. They're wedge-shaped, kind of a lime green color. The nymphs, or the immatures, are a little more yellowish than they are green, but they're really pretty quick moving. They're pretty quick to fly if it's an adult, but they don't fly far. But they generally just go down to the underside of a leaf where they get on the stem or they drop to the ground. So usually if you're out looking for them, you don't find a lot of them unless you use a sweep net.
There are two major problems with this insect in alfalfa that Whitworth covers.
Number one, they suck the juice out of the plant. So usually just the fact that they're, sucking the juice out of the plant in June, July, and August when it's hot and dry, that's not good. That's kind of adding stress to the plant. But the other problem with the potato leaf hopper in alfalfa, at least, is the same time that they're sucking the juice out of the plant, they're introducing a toxin. And this toxin is what is a little more problematic for the alfalfa. They don't seem to do that in soybeans, at least in Kansas. The reason we want to talk about it now a little more is right now a lot of the alfalfa has just been cut, just been swathed, or is just getting ready to that final cutting before going into the winter. And then the growers want it to, refresh, replenish the foliage and get the roots full of nourishment so that the plants can overwinter. If they're out there still feeding, it's going to interrupt that process, or it's going to cause a problem with that process.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on why growers should take a look in their alfalfa fields to see if they find the potato leafhoppers. I'm Shelby Marner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. October live cattle up 90 at 186.90. December live up 47 at 186.87. Gains for the feeders as well, as we see October feeder cattle up 62 to 249.60. November up 102 to 249.15. The hogs are lower though. October lean hogs down 17 at $84 per hundredweight. December down a nickel at 76.35. Into the grains and oil seeds, double digit losses for wheat. December Kansas City wheat's down 13 at 598.5. March at 615, that's 13 cents lower. December oats down a half cent at 383.25. Into the row crops, December corn is at 423 a bushel, that's 5.25 cents lower. March currently down 5.5 at 440.5. We do see that the soybeans are lower as well. November beans down 7.75 at 1038.25. January down 7.75 at 1056.25. October soybean meal is down 80 at 332, and soy oil down 40 at 44.13. Cotton, though, is higher. December up 42, currently at 73.15. Let's take a stroll down Wall Street now. We see the Dow rising as 211 in the green at 42,223 after a blockbuster jobs report came out earlier. S&P up 33 at 5,733, and the NASDAQ is up 159 at 18,078. Now we take a look into the energy markets. We are currently seeing November crude oil up 167 at 75.38. We see November unleaded gas up 2 cents to 211 a gallon. Heating oil up a nickel at 234, and natural gas currently down 11 at 285. Into the metals, we see the majority of these contracts a bit lower. December gold currently down 1240 and 2666.80, but October gold up 990 to 2667. December silver is down 3 cents at 3243, but the later contracts are higher. And a big day for the dollar. December U.S. dollar up 60 at 102.355.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for The Hydraulic Shop.
Phil's Coins and Bullion at 9344 West Central Avenue in Wichita is the best place to buy and sell bullion there is. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go than Phil's Coins and Bullion. Check them out at philscoins.com to get your shopping started. With the largest variety of items, you'll get exactly what you want at Phil's Coins and Bullion. Visit them at 9344 West Central Avenue today. Phil's Coins and Bullion is Kansas' premier.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a sale of shop tools and yard equipment for the estate of Robert Adams, Sunday, October 6th. Sale starts at noon, southeast of Frankfort. Selling trailer, yard equipment, and lawnmowers, including a 2008 18.5-foot tandem bumper hitch flatbed utility trailer, good King Cutter, PTO 3-point tiller, 3-point Hagco Alice 5-foot finish mower, 3-point rotary mower, 3.6-foot driveway rake, 3-point 1-shank subsoiler, a rotting mower, a push mower, miscellaneous tools, as well as a four-wheeler. It's 2006 Suzuki 4x4 quad, canvas cab, 54-inch snowblade. It's not running today. Shop tools include air compressor, generators, space heaters, commercial fan. They'll also be selling miscellaneous tools and other items for the estate of Robert Adams this Sunday, October 6th. Sale starts at noon, 6 miles south of Frankfort on K99 to Bobcat Lane and 5 miles east to 27th Road and 1.3 miles south on the west side. For information, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. John Klein will be the auctioneer.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stock futures were muted overnight as investors await today's release of the September jobs report. On Thursday, the Dow slipped 185 points, but still closed above 42,000. The S&P and NASDAQ composite finished the day down a fraction. Spirit Airlines shares fell 30% Thursday on word that the carrier may file for bankruptcy. The Wall Street Journal says Spirit is considering the move following a failed attempt to merge with JetBlue Airways. The union representing 45,000 striking dock workers has reached a deal to suspend its strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The tentative agreement raises workers' wages by 62% over the life of the 6-year contract. It does not address the issue of automation. While many car buyers are shifting their preference to smaller electric or hybrid models, Ford is catering to the opposite end of the spectrum. The redesigned 2025 Expedition features a 3.5-liter V6 gas engine. Jim Ryan, ABC.
KNDY.